Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I have a real sense of urgency. Alex Jones here, if you just joined us. That's why I want to get everything done now. I want to get out of the procrastination phase I've been in on every front. I want to just really aggressively attack the globalists. And that's why I've been a lot more serious on air a lot of days and you know, quite frankly, angry. Because the establishment is trying to start World War III right now with the Russians. And it's not America versus the Russians. It's the globalists playing us all off against each other. There's globalist operations in Russia. There's globalist operations here. They are the private central bankers that control the society because they control the issuance of currency and credit. And they've been able to buy off most governments because they've had that unfair trade advantage. To call it an unfair trade advantage doesn't even give it justice. It is a group of elites that are allowed to have money machines, basically. And so, of course, they're competing against real industry, real jobs. So they want to bring in regulations they're exempt from that make all other human activity restricted and controlled by them to make their fiat money absolute king. Because there's other forms of money. There's barter. There's ideas. There's culture. There's art. There's so many things that they don't control. So it's not enough to just have the money machine so they can buy it up. They want to control it on every front. And that's what they're doing. That's what's happening. That's what's unfolding. Now, coming up in the next segment, we're going to get into some amazing Second Amendment developments. ATF has raided a receiver manufacturer. This has happened many times before. It's been proven in court to be a fraud. They went out and got an injunction against the ATF. We've also got a bunch of other reports here that we need to be breaking down, dealing with the fact that there's been a landmark settlement reached in a case dealing with the police arresting folks in Baltimore that videotaped the police. This is a landmark case. We're going to be breaking it down. Big news on the front of Obamacare. Cash prizes for signing up for Obamacare. Music money used to reach young people in final enrollment push. Yeah, sell your birthright for a bowl of porridge. It's so trendy. You'll be trendy. You'll be cool if you're just part of all of this. So that is coming up as well today. We are also going to recap the huge developments with John Kerry and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff saying they basically prepared sanctions, military actions. Nothing's off the table against the Russians. It is unprecedented, threatening Russia on its border. Just so huge that it's got me absolutely on the edge of my seat. And everybody really should be white knuckles right now and really trying to get right with God now that this situation is unfolding. But Americans are so accustomed to having freedom and having security, and Europeans are as well. They have no idea how much danger we're in on average. It's just like when folks will arrive on some island that has deer on it that have never seen humans. And they'll walk right up to you and they're fearless because they don't understand the danger. They're ignorant, like dodo birds were on an island. And after a few years, they were all extinct because the sailors would just walk up, conk them on the head and roast them. That's why he calls somebody who's really dumb and clueless a dodo. And if Americans don't wake up, I mean, I believe the new flag of the United States should be a dodo bird. A dodo bird on one side. And then on the other side, an ostrich with its head stuck on the ground. Not an eagle. Or maybe just a turkey that's been roasted or cooked in the oven on a silver platter with a goblin about to eat it. Because, I mean, that's what we've become. Just absolute food to the New World Order. And look at how helpless the average person is out there. They don't even know what planet they're on, folks. And the globalists are just going to absolutely run over everybody. And they've mistaken the Russians for us.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Please pay attention, folks. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is a Christian, veteran-owned wholesale preparedness company. Our mission is to get the Word of God out to all those in need of a Bible and who cannot afford one. We also provide great-tasting freeze-dried food from only 50 cents per serving, GMO-free food, over 1,000 preparedness items.
Plus, for a limited time, type in the word Genesis at checkout and receive 10% off your total purchase. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
You've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
We are broadcasting worldwide, and coming up at the start of the next segment for the balance of the hour, we have a retired state police officer joining us who is a private investigator and has been looking into the Sandy Hook situation. He's been threatened. He's been censored. They have been covering up what really happened there. We're going to talk to that gentleman, Wolfgang Halbig, coming up in the next segment. C.L. Bryant is going to be joining us. He is the star, you could say, of Runaway Slave, an excellent film exposing the Democratic Party and their history of the Ku Klux Klan and then their plan to domesticate blacks. It's just a fact. The Republicans are not perfect either and kind of flip places with the Democrats to a certain extent. But, I mean, the Democrats are the party of race pimping and racial division and race hustling. So that's going to be coming up with C.L. Bryant, who was the head of the NAACP in Garland, which is a major city in the suburbs of Dallas, where I actually was part of my stomping grounds growing up. So he's going to be joining us, pretty dynamic fellow. I look forward to that interview. Quite frankly, I almost canceled both these guests just because of the Russia situation. It's got me really on edge. I mean, I am very upset about what's going on, and I know my crew is as well. I have a really great crew, our reporters, the folks that work here, the board ops, the directors, everybody. And it's a very stressful job because we're in the middle of reality here. And if people notice that I've been a lot more serious and angry lately on air, it's because this Russia situation deep down has got me really upset. You got the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Dempsey, got the Secretary of State, Kerry, saying all options are on the table, including military, and they're prepared for military action against Russia. They didn't even talk like this during the Cold War. So I hope everybody understands this is dangerous. And here are the headlines. John Kerry, Russia has until Monday to reverse course on Ukraine. And it's got all the quotes. That's up on drudgereport.com. Russian troops mass at border with Ukraine. Kremlin website hit by powerful cyber attack. Reuters, Bloomberg, Russia is preparing to invade East Ukraine, Estonia says. Jittery customers run on banks in Crimea. Vladimir Putin is stronger than President Obama in a new poll. That's just some of the headlines. And then here's the really important one. Putin deports executives for speeding and jaywalking as sanctions loom. They're basically kicking out Western executives who they believe are operatives. That's just some of the news on that front. Now, speaking of the guest that's coming up, this story has just gone viral at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Homeland Security conducts unannounced school lockdown drill. Notice they're suddenly at bus terminals, train stops, downtown Austin, always popping up unannounced on the local news. We never discover it till later. They only tell local establishment media what they're going to be doing. They don't tell us. The Department of Homeland Security is expanding its operations by running unconstitutional school lockdown drills, another sign of the federal agency's encroachment in more areas of America's lives. And it goes over what they're doing. And this is, again, to create the perception of mass shootings and fear and to turn the schools into prisons. That's how you mainline turning them into prisons, even though 100 and it's below 170 people. It's 163, 166, 167. You can look at the numbers from 2012, 2011. We don't have 2013 yet. And it's flat, basically. It's 160-plus shootings. Almost all of them are gang members shooting each other. But if three gang members shoot three gang members, it's called a mass shooting. Honeybees kill over 230 people a year. Wasps kill over 250 people a year. Spiders kill more than 500 people a year. Water moccasins kill more than 1,000 people a year. Rattlesnakes kill more than 300 people a year. You can pull these numbers up. We've done whole reports on them. We pioneered this years ago, and now it's been in Forbes, and even the issue of Esquire I was in had an article in this last year admitting that terrorism's a total hoax, it's not dangerous, and it's total mental illness. And they just listed, you know, falling in your bathtub. You're eight times more likely to die from that. It varies year to year, if that's the number they had. Eight times more likely to die falling in your bathtub than being killed by a gun. And guns kill 12,000 people a year, most of them suicides and people shooting criminals. But the point is that more people killed by bees drowning in bath than from terrorism. There's the Steve Watson article that broke that down back in 2012. But, I mean, just go look at the statistics, folks. I mean, I know people who've had family members that died from honeybees. I mean, I bet you know people that died from bees. I bet you know people that have died from peanut allergies. That's online to be like 1,000 people a year dying from peanuts. Do you have TSA guys in blue uniforms at the restaurant to make sure, you know, you don't eat a peanut or get a peanut peel in your food in the back of the restaurant? This is all pure bull. And they have these drills in the schools where the, quote, homeschoolers against public school come and kill everybody, or supporters of the NRA come to, I mean, that's in the federal documents. That's in the Associated Press. Look it up. I'm not joking. In fact, I'll have Watson add it to his article just to be neurotic. Probably already in there. I haven't read the whole article. That they go in and say, we're here for guns and we're going to blow your brain out to like little kids and teachers. And teachers are suing. This was in the news last week. In Missouri, not wanting to be part, forced under law to be part of these drills, like fire drills. I mean, yeah, fire drills, folks. There's real fires. You have earthquake drills in California because there's earthquakes. You don't need to have mass shooting drills, folks. But you know what else it does? Copycats. They know And I've used this a lot of times. I read this in some criminology book I read when I was like 18 years old, some big thick encyclopedia of criminology, I think was the name of it, I scanned through. And to talk about the copycat effect and use examples of Chicago and New York, anybody that's got a graduate degree in criminology will go, oh, yeah, I know about those cases. I'm just somebody that went and read the textbooks where they put glass up and barriers at the Empire State Building now in places. But every time one crazy would jump off every few months, they would immediately have to post cops there for 2 days because when it was in the news that somebody jumped off the Empire State Building, somebody else would go, you know what, I think I'm going to commit suicide. That's a good way. It's like a mass lemming effect. And they would then run up and jump off. It's the same thing. You start advertising, hey, don't commit suicide. Go commit suicide by cop. So you go out and pull a gun on a cop, they have to shoot you. That's a phenomenon. Or what do you do if you're on a bunch of Prozac-type drugs, you play shoot 'em up video games all day, and you're into devil worship, and your family's hooked into DARPA, and you're going to be the cutout guy we blame for it. Oh, excuse me. I mean, you're Adam Lanza. Every one of them on drugs. And then what do? Well, you go into the school and you shoot a bunch of kids because that's what you do because the media taught you how. Every time they have suicide education. Even 2020 did a report on this. In 2001, 1 year after, they started anti-suicide and death education at Columbine. It was the pilot school. They had mass suicides at the school within the next 2 years. Some schools had more than 15 people commit suicide within 1 year of this being brought in. Because they taught you how to commit suicide. And, oh, the little girl went and committed suicide because she was down. And this is how you do it with shoelaces in the bathroom stalls. And then little girls go, highly impressionable. And, of course, they found this with Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, that sometimes women would be so touched by the love of Romeo and Juliet that they would go home and kill themselves after watching the play. It's a phenomenon, folks, of highly impressionable people that can be hypnotized via suspended disbelief. And that's what's going on here. They are teaching people to go to schools and murder children so they don't have to stage them. But they've been unable to get that going, so they, you know, have to give us Sandy Hook. That was clearly staged. We don't know exactly what they did. But we know the official story is a fraud, and there was a drill, and there was people from anti-terrorism squads running around in the bushes that they tried to deny, but we confirmed, and that they're covering everything up. And we're going to be talking to an expert about that coming up, but the story is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Homeland Security conducts unannounced school lockdown drill. Federal occupation of America expands, and I've just been told it's linked in the middle lower column of DrudgeReport.com. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Now, let's talk about the highly impressionable that make it a fad to want to kill yourself or a fad to be a slave or a chump. Obamacare is designed to enroll people in a healthcare system run by offshore banks at double or triple the prices, the death panels. You don't have your existing doctor, doesn't cover pre-existing conditions. Now you know it's a monumental screw job. The bill said it was. The IRS will garnish your wages. Penalty is in interest. They hired 17,000 agents 2 years ago to do it. It's now going to start. And, of course, it's all being announced. The only group they can get to do it is the chumps, and that is the trendies. And they're literally hiring people with shaved heads and beards. I'm not against shaved heads and beards. I think it's fine for men to have beards. It's manly. I just can't handle I can grow a great beard. I can't. In fact, it's gray now. I'm going gray at my temples and like McAfee gray right here. But I'm not knocking you've got a beard. But they literally have men with beards and trendy going, trendy, trendy, I got it, for the young people. And they also want to get women to henpeck their kids into it. So they have all these ads with a big boss mom orders her husband and the kids to do it. We played those ads here. And women go, man, I'm the boss. I'm going to go do that. I mean, they could say, slit your throat, women are in charge, and they would take a dagger and jab it in their throat and spew blood everywhere if they were told to. I'm not kidding. They would throw their children off cliffs. No, you tell little girls, go kill yourself, and they go do it. So, cash prizes for signing up for Obamacare, Market Watch, music money used to reach young people, final enrollment push. Well, yeah, it's like crack dealers will give the first. They'll go out to 12-year-old girls as their favorite. They target women as well, and they'll give them the crack. And then, you know, soon they'll have them getting all their friends on the crack. And then they'll have those little girls at 14, all as prostitutes, on the street. And then they'll pay the police their cut in cities where the police run the prostitution. That's just how it works. It's the same thing here. It's all just mafia tactics. They're going to pay you to sign up and waive your rights, and they're going to suck hundreds of thousands of dollars out of you in the next few decades. So enjoy it.
My name is Jessica Armand. I'm an activist, a GCN listener, and mother of three. Our drinking water and food are filled with fluoride and other contaminants that harm our teeth and gums. To protect my family, I created My Magic Mud, an all-natural teeth whitening and strengthening remedy. My Magic Mud is a soft powder that polishes your teeth, reduces sensitivity, and removes harmful toxins from deep inside your mouth. You deserve a bright, healthy smile. Visit MyMagicMud.com and get yours today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
We're the renegades of the atomic age.
We're the renegades of this atomic age. This atomic age of renegades.
Wolfgang W. Halbig is our guest for the balance of the hour. I appreciate him coming on. He's been on the nightly news. He could not have a more extensive background, tailor-made to investigate what really happened in Sandy Hook, Connecticut, that was used and is being used to try to create a mass guilt to be projected on the American people and make us collective killers of the children that reportedly died there. They've bulldozed the site. They've declared national security and state security on all the details. I believe people died there from my research, but clearly the official story is not true, and there were people given scripts to put out official lines. And we now know that Bloomberg was activated days before saying prepare the social networks for a mass shooting. So we see a lot of preparation here. This could bring them down because I've never seen the American people reject something like this. Wolfgang W. Halbig, I'm not going to go over his whole bio, but he was, of course, a Florida state trooper in Miami, Florida, and a United States custom inspector. And, of course, after that, he was the executive director of the National Institute of School and Workplace Safety. Wolfgang Halbig has recently formed a new safety and security company, WK & Associates. Previously, he worked in public education as a teacher, dean, assistant principal, director of alternative school, and the director of school safety and security of the Seminole County Public Schools, huge area, a public school district of 65,000 students. And again, he was also before that law enforcement experiences as state trooper and then customs inspector. As a result of his unique background in both law enforcement and education, Mr. Halbig has been invited to provide presentations and keynotes to a variety of audiences. And I'm not going to go over all this, but he advises police across the country. He's very well respected, very well known. It's at the top of his field. This is a short segment, long segment coming up, but he's been threatened, and he's the guy in there. He's the, you know, the good cop you're looking for, the real guy, like in V for Vendetta, that is good and can't be intimidated. And believe me, he needs to be prayed for, folks, because I don't know exactly what went on. I just know as an investigator, a lay investigator, that the official story is not true, so we're being lied to. And so we've only got about 3 minutes here, 18 minutes coming up, sir. But Wolfgang, thank you for coming on, Mr. Halbig. Just give us the basics of a preview of what you think's really going on here and the cover-up, and then break down what we know when we come back.
Well, I think Homeland Security and FEMA has probably pulled off one of the best illusions on all of the American people. I've never seen it. I bet you they had it in planning for over 3 years. And, you know, I just have 16 simple questions and hope that we talk about today. But, Alex, they won't respond. They don't return phone calls. They don't respond to FOIA requests. And, you know, until they prove to answer those 16 questions, I don't think children died at Sandy Hook. And I hope we have that great discussion, you know, as we come back.
Well, I mean, it's starting to lean that direction. It's just the boldness of a total hoax. But we've got green screens. We've got people clearly being actors. We've got, I tell you, they really are sloppy. That's all I can say.
Well, somebody needs to win the Oscar because I tell you what, they have split families across this country. We have some family members believing it happened. We have the other half the family members believing, you know, it was a hoax. I mean, they have divided this country. The one thing I've learned about government, being an American government teacher and history teacher, you divide this country and they conquer it. I think the government's trying to conquer this country. And that's not the America that I grew up in, Alex.
Well, undoubtedly, that is it. The globalists run the government, and they are conquering it, and they admit they're involved in divide and conquer.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's time for us as Americans to come together. And this is the greatest opportunity. Sandy Hook, if we can show that this thing was an illusion, the dominoes will fall. And a lot of people need to go to jail, Alex.
Now briefly, how have you been threatened?
Well, you know, it's ironic. For over 10 months, I mean, when Sandy Hook unfolded, I went into shock. I'm a national school safety consultant. I'm sitting there and watching television, breaking news. Children shot, teachers shot and killed. I mean, it took me a week to figure it out. I'm going, whoa. I'm a FEMA trainer. I teach incident command. I train people how we're supposed to respond. That's not what we're supposed to do. And then, you know, I kept asking questions for 10 months, Alex. I did not want to offend the parents. I didn't want to offend the police department in Newtown, Connecticut State Police. Next thing, a week before Christmas, I got two homicide investigators ringing my doorbell. I looked out my window, and I thought maybe they were selling termite inspections or something.
Stay there, sir. This is incredible. We'll go over your 16 points. Former state police officer, national safety expert. He says it's staged.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We have a nationally recognized school safety and security expert and consultant. He's provided safety training and school assessments for more than 8,000 school districts. He has been the head of one of the biggest school districts in the country's safety. And I'm not going to just go over all of his credits on Dateline NBC, Good Morning America, major universities he's consulted for. I mean, he's a top consultant, long career as a state police officer in Miami, Florida. If you're just joining us, then in customs, and then he got into being an educator and then security. And he's looking at it and dissecting it like everybody else did. I mean, folks, we've got video of Anderson Cooper with clear blue screen out there. He's not there in the town square. We've got people clearly coming up and laughing and then doing the fake crying. We've clearly got people where it's actors playing different parts of different people, the building bulldoze, covering up everything, Adam Lanza trying to get guns five times, we're told, the witnesses, you know, not saying it was him, people out in the woods. But we've got the investigator here, Wolfgang W. Halbig. I'm going to give you the floor, sir. Go over your 16 points, the problems, the issues. Break down what you believe is a total hoax. I've looked at it, and undoubtedly there's a cover-up, there's actors, they're manipulating, they've been caught lying, and they were pre-planning before it and rolled out with it. So clearly, I agree with you that something's rotten under the floorboards, but is it a possum or is it a human? Well, regardless, they're not letting a good crisis go to waste. But you're the expert. Break it down for us.
Well, Alex, I wouldn't be here today, you know, had those two homicide investigators not come to my house. And
that's right. We're talking about how you got threatened.
U.S. citizen.
Yeah.
And I can't believe they're telling me that if I don't stop asking questions about the Sandy Hook school shooting, that the Connecticut State Police were going to come down and charge me with felony harassment. Now, all I've done is use the Connecticut Freedom of Information Act. And you know what? That's the first thing we learn as a citizen is you got to be able to ask questions. I taught that in school.
Wolfgang, I'm going to give you the floor, I promise. I want to walk back here because you got interrupted by the break. Start over, because explain, you know, the date it happened, what went on, you know, and bad things are going to happen to you if you don't stop investigating this. I mean, why would they fear an investigation? Break down what happened.
Well, you know, they're just telling me not to ask questions. And, you know, the questions that we're going to talk about here are so simple. They do not hurt any of the parents. They do not hurt.
Sure. Describe what happened. Describe what they said to you.
Well, they came to me and what you did, they went over, they had my whole background, my whole history of my life, where I went to high school, where I played football at Abilene Christian College. They knew me about being a state trooper, customs agent. They thanked me for my service to my country, and then they said, you need to stop asking questions, or they're going to come down from Connecticut, and they're going to arrest you. And I said, for what? For asking freedom of information requests? I mean, they need to go to jail for not responding. And then they told me I need to hire an attorney, you know. And I'm sitting there going, I said, well, you guys need to call them up and tell them I'm not going to stop asking questions. That's one of the things I believe in. And you know what? The question, the first one is, why, who would have directed the New Haven FBI field officers to classify the Sandy Hook school shooting? Alex, that's never heard of. Columbine, Virginia Tech, Jonesboro, Paducah, you name it. The FBI has never, ever classified a school shooting. Why would they do that? And then when I called the New Haven field offices, I wanted to make sure my information was correct. This lady, FBI agent, you know, I asked her, how do I get this information? She says, you're never going to see it in your lifetime. It's been classified, and the public will not see it. And I think everybody who's listening to your show today ought to pick up the phone, call their congressman, their U.S. senator, and demand, and I mean demand a copy of that report. Because we, as Americans, we have a right to know, especially when they're using children and teachers as a ploy to scare the living hell out of us, Alex. And the next question is really simple. You know, I want to know who the incident commander was. I mean, one of the things Homeland Security and FEMA has shoved down every school district, private and parochial, that when you have a mass casualty event, you have got to have an incident commander. And you know what? They won't tell me who was in charge on that day. Now, that tells me a serious problem, because that incident commander was in charge of requesting trauma helicopters. I'm 67 years old. I've never, ever seen a school shooting where we don't get the quickest and the fastest medical help, and there's nothing like the trauma helicopter. They got the best experience, best paramedics. They got the tools that they need. Why would you not order trauma helicopters for those children and for those teachers?
We have the videos of them, the same kids going in circles in and out of the building, unmistaken drill, and then they just tell them they were all shot? I mean, you keep going.
Well, Alex, I mean, for anyone to understand what you and I today are talking about, I got your listeners need to pretend that they have a child in that school on December 14th, 2012. Please, listeners, pretend that you have a first grader, a little girl, little boy, your love of your life, and they don't order trauma helicopters knowing they may be seriously shot, clinging to life. And then, why would they not let the paramedics and the EMTs inside the school? Now, who made that decision? That is just unheard of. It's cruel. You need to provide medical attention.
So they overrode the default. They overrode the default settings. Wolfgang, you're saying just standard operating procedure was ignored, correct?
Oh, can you? Well, think about it. it. You're the incident commander. Once the school is deemed safe, you get all the medical help that you can inside the school. Because guess what? We don't know if they're dead or not. Then we find out that within 8 minutes of the first shot supposedly being fired, Alex, they're all declared dead. We have 18 children and 6 school staff members declared legally dead within 8 minutes. That's unheard of. And by Connecticut law, only a doctor can declare them legally dead. So who did that? They won't respond to my questions. So, you know, I keep doing this day in and day out. No phone calls, no response. And where did the 500 children go that day and the 60 teachers? There's not any helicopter video footages of 500 children being evacuated. How is that possible? Every school shooting that we're seeing lately, you got kids coming out of the school with their hands raised. The news media is all over it. And here we have Sandy Hook. And we can't even find 500 children. That's unheard of.
And then they had all the police going to the houses telling the so-called families and people not to talk to anybody.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I've been doing this. I've traveled the country from one state to another. I've been in school shooting events. I've been there. I get hired as an expert witness after the fact. When I was an assistant principal, yeah, I've seen a student shot in our school. And you know what I learned, Alex? When you hear shots fired in your high school, those parents will come at you with every ounce of energy. They are ready to tear down the fence to get to their child. At Sandy Hook, as you said, guess what they're doing? They're going in circle. I didn't see any parents have any sense of urgency to go get their child. And then you read about this guy. There's a guy in the woods. He was supposed to come build gingerbread houses. He's running away from the school, knowing that shots are fired. If I was that father, Alex, I'd be running into the school, not away from the school. It just does not make sense. And then, you know, this is a simple request because I did this at Columbine. You know, Columbine, we had 14 students shot and killed, 23 seriously injured. We had a great teacher by the name of Dave Sanders that was shot and killed trying to save kids. And one thing that I learned about 3 days, 4 days later, I saw how they contracted a certified environmental company to come in to clean up all of the biohazards. Alex, there was blood in the media center everywhere, brain matter, skull fragments, the carpet were stained with blood. I mean, windows were shot out, broken out. The police department, you know, they fired over 354 rounds inside the school while kids were still in there. But what I got to see is how they clean up and sanitize and decontaminate. You know, nobody will tell me who did that at Sandy Hook. I mean, Sandy Hook had three crime areas, room 8, room 10, and room 9. Yep, they shot out the window. But nobody will tell me who the company is that the Newtown Public Schools contracted with to come in to sanitize and decontaminate. Why is that a secret? It's something that you should be doing by law.
Continuing with the 16 points.
And this is one of my... the one that gets my attention. Newtown Police has a lieutenant, and he's working in off-duty detail at a construction site less than 2 miles from the Sandy Hook Elementary School when they hear shots fired. Now, you would assume somebody who's in management, law enforcement management, would automatically break away from his duty and respond to the school. Alex, that man stays at his off-duty job for over 4 hours, and then he responds. But what people don't know, I read the police report, there was another female officer, female, and she left the duty site to go to the shooting. Now, why would he not go? I mean, there are just so many questions, and I think they're coming at me, not just one time, because they send another two police officers, you know, a couple of weeks later. They want me to stop asking these questions. Why? We're going to find out when we go up to Newtown. But why would a lieutenant not leave his duty? Another one is that, you know, the environmental. Newtown Public Schools, the Sandy Hook Elementary School, Alex, had the highest level of lead paint. They had the highest level of asbestos throughout the school. They I've asked for the triannual asbestos inspections, which are required by a school district every 3 years by a certified outside contractor. They refuse to hand over those inspection reports. And the district is required by law, Connecticut law, to let the parents know each school year of any hazardous materials that reside within the school, because we don't want the children to have lifelong, you know, health issues.
And there's a total cover-up of that, and then they bulldoze the school now. They will not release any of the photos, any of the transcripts. There's clearly a massive cover-up here. What do you make of the green screen with Anderson Cooper down there on the ground? What do you make of the obvious staged interviews and multiple actors playing the part of multiple people? I mean, this is undoubted. Something's going on. Your best guesstimation of this is what? A drill, which they told the world was a real shooting? I mean, that's an Operation Northwoods, a declassified plan by the Pentagon to commit mass shootings to blame the Soviets, but they never went ahead with it because Kennedy nixed the plan. So we know these ideas have been thought of before. We know this was their push to get the guns. I mean, we know that's the motive. We know they staged other stuff, but I mean, I tell you, this is just so bold.
About Anderson Cooper, because when you look at the breaking news, here's Anderson Cooper using supposedly a live feed with seven Connecticut state troopers charging a school, and they made it pretend that it was Sandy Hook Elementary School. I mean, I actually thought these guys were storming in to try to neutralize the shooter, and then we find out it's not even the school, and they're using it to scare the living heck out of all the
people. Well,
I mean,
that's it. There's just fake video everywhere. Like I was watching this blue screen, not only his nose disappears, but when they cut to a wider shot, you can see some garbage that's blowing, and then it blows back again because they didn't loop the tape right. I mean, they just think we're total morons. I mean, I just don't even know what to say.
Alex, I totally agree with you, and I've never seen all of the major news stations come out with so much misinformation. I want to know who gave him the script. Who told him that this mother of Adam Lanza worked there for 15 years? I mean, who made up these scripts for all of these newscasters? Because you know what? Not one of those national television stations are asking what you and I ask.
That's right. That's right.
Simple questions.
I want to go over the rest of the 16, but really looking at why I question it, because it's just undoubted that they're making stuff up. I just don't know, again, what's being made up. It's clearly they're lying. Clearly they have the motive. One of the biggest pieces of evidence is that Bloomberg had his social network folks ready 2 days before.
Oh, absolutely. They had the website. There were websites up for donations, contributions.
Very sick.
In memorandum. I mean, who does all that? I mean, I could see one or two being a mistake, but when you got multiple people going online looking for money before the shooting, we have serious problems.
That's right. You're right.
The truth.
Now, I want to add something totally key here. Anderson Cooper is in the CIA. It's on record. Was in the CIA. Comes from a major robber baron family. And it's been pointed out even in international news, he put out the fake Syrian murder videos. He put out a bunch of other fake hoaxes. And so he's the guy that runs the hoaxes at CNN. So, because obviously it's compartmentalized in those operations. So it's very fitting that he's quarterbacking the disinfo and that CNN put out the official talking points day one.
Well, I hope at the end of the day that we find the truth about Sandy Hook. And I'm going to tell you what. Anderson Cooper, CNN, and every one of those major networks, boy, I'm going to tell you what, they need to apologize to the American people. Because, Alex, I'm telling you, I'm a naturalized U.S. citizen, and I pray to God that I'm wrong. I mean, my wife is so mad at me for doing what I'm doing today. I mean, it's almost costing me a marriage. But I tell you what, if I am wrong, I'm willing to tear up my naturalization papers. Because I've embarrassed America, and all those people that believe in me right now, I wouldn't want to be an American if I lied to them or accusing America of fraud.
Well, it's not America. It's criminal elements. We're showing right now famous 1991 fake video that CNN admit was totally fake, where they claimed that they were being attacked in Saudi Arabia by Scud missiles, and they were in Atlanta on the roof. I mean, they've been doing this for a long time is the point.
But I believe that if we come together as Americans and we really focus on Sandy Hook and we find the truth, and the only way we're going to do that, Alex, we're going to go to Newtown. We're going not expecting us to do that. But until we get them to raise their right hand, nothing's ever going to happen. We're going to talk about it forever and ever, but we need to go. We need to hold them accountable, and people need to go to jail.
I agree. Let's go over the rest. We're coming back to break, but I want to get over your other 16 points and what your battle plan is. But I understand you see lies. You've got to tell the truth, even though it's hard. But in the beginning, a patriot's a scarce man. But in the end, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot, as Mark Twain said, to paraphrase. I mean, look, I don't want to come out. Look, the Boston bombing, we sent reporters. It was staged as well. No doubt. We had the FBI and Obama's people, the Secret Service, threaten our reporter. We proved that was a drill. I mean, they're running hoaxes, folks. And it is extremely dangerous. And I don't like having to do this either. I mean, look, these people got to be stopped. And if they'll stage Boston bombing in Sandy Hook, they will do anything. The good news is most people I've seen do not believe Sandy Hook. I think it really blew up in their face. Stay with us.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are, and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage, or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Big John. Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad John. Big John. Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. Didn't say much, kind of quiet and shy, but if he spoke at all, he just said hi to Big John. So Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Big John.
This is almost Big suicidal radio, folks. I mean, we are like kamikazes here. The system is out of control. We believe everything we're saying. I can tell Wolfgang believes what he's saying, and the info he's got checks out with ours, and I can hear he's freaked out. You should be freaked out. I've interviewed the head of the canine unit from Oklahoma City, who was the second cop to respond with Cop of the Year that drug out a bunch of people who they killed, Terrence Yakey, in Oklahoma City. And the FBI walked in and said, you keep investigating this, you and your wife are dead. And I said on air, I said, name the names. And he turned white and gulped, and Don Browning, and he said the names on air. He was a Marine Corps combat vet, and folks, he started shaking a little bit because, you know, when the FBI comes in and says, we'll kill you and your wife, boy. Let me tell you, you learn what this government really is real quick. You stop being so naive. I'm not saying the whole FBI is bad. Most of them aren't. It's compartmentalized. They've used national security to set this up, and they staged Sandy Hook. I don't know how much of it. I don't know exactly what went on. I just know it's fake. And they've done it before, but this is bold. And they came after our guns. And, Wolfgang, we got you for five more minutes. I want to invite you back for a full hour soon or more.
Hey, thanks a lot. Well, let me leave you with this one. And remember I said, parents, visualize that your child in there. I couldn't believe that within 3 hours of the first shots fired, with everybody responding, the incident commander is ordering porta-potties. I mean, think about this. They're ordering porta-potties for Sandy Hook Elementary School. It took me a week to figure it out. I called the porta-potty company, and I talked to the lady, and I said, who ordered it? When were they ordered? Well, we're not allowed to give out that information. We're directed by the police not to respond to those
questions. And let me stop you. What about them bringing the kids back into the crime scene?
Why would they ever do that? You know, and but the big thing, Alex, here with the porta potty, here we there's somebody at the command center that morning who's thinking about porta potties, but he's not ordering the trauma helicopters. He's not letting the paramedics in the.
No, it was a PR carnival.
And then they're ordering lunch. I mean, you can see the police vehicles. Who eats lunch?
I would be vomiting and in the bathroom breaking down and crying.
Well, at least they got porta potties, so when they're eating their lunch during a massive killing, it just, you know what, it just angers me, and every American will get angry about this, and they need to.
By the way, I've seen car wrecks with dead people where I pulled over to help folks that wrecked, and I did vomit. I couldn't imagine having a 6-year-old daughter seeing a bunch of dead 5- and 6-year-olds. I guarantee you, I wouldn't be eating lunch.
Well, you know what, Alex, you and I are on the same page. It just, you know, America just needs to see it. It's not, don't listen to what my opinion is. What I'm saying today is what's in the police report. You have to read what they say. And think about the two children that were transported to Danbury Hospital. They died at Danbury Hospital. But you know what? Nobody asked. How did they get there?
Well, when we come back, we got five more minutes. Tell us about putting the kids back in the rooms after the supposed shooting. And then bulldozing the whole building with armed guards around it. I mean, man, they are covering stuff up, folks. I mean, they are acting super suspicious. You know, like I was a cop and I was driving down the street and some guy sees me and runs. That's probable cause. Why is he running? I mean, I'm telling you, folks, they're acting very suspicious.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.